incumbent upon our larger communities. However, awareness can help people. It can be the catalyst to turn people around. So when people are aware that when you know and understand your history, and when you are taught your history in a way that allows you to see yourself as a strong, resilient people,
exactly.
which we are.
Exactly.
I mean, stop and think. I mean, think about the gains we've made. We've made gains in spite of what has happened.
Exactly.
I heard a discussion recently. Think about when slavery was ended. People had nothing. Those slaves had nothing.
Mm-hmm.
We have been the masters of taking nothing and making something of it.
And making something
That's
out of nothing.
Right.
We are masters out of making
But a lot
something.
Of us don't understand that, and we've lost that sense of ourselves. And so that is one of the things on our side internally that it's important for us to change. On the other side, in terms of our commanding respect mm-hmm. from others, again, hold we need to exercise our economic power, as
exactly.
I mentioned before. In other words, do not spend our money with people who don't respect us,
mm-hmm.
don't treat us well, don't give us opportunities to have fair access to ownership, to jobs, that type of thing, who only come into our communities to take advantage of it and
exactly.
leave out. Also, learning how to become more self-sufficient, once again, ourselves.
Within
ourselves.
And
two other things.
Okay.
Legally,
mm-hmm.
Again, getting involved in mm-hmm. the politics, exercising our right to vote. People, please, I can't say that enough. A lot of people assume that their one vote doesn't matter. In a situation like Ferguson, it makes no sense, again, to have a police department that does not look like your population. And so, and that's not the only place in this country where that's going on. So this is where, as African Americans, you know, it's great to put a black president in the White House, but then if you turn around and go home and do not come out to vote during those midterm elections
mm-hmm.
when you have the opportunity to put state senators in place who represent your interests, and then hold those folks accountable. That's what I'm talking about.
And I think those are excellent points. And you have to be involved. You have to be involved on every level. It's the same way in raising a child. You cannot just discipline a child when there's something going wrong.
Precisely.
You have to be able to deal with your child on a regular basis, so when something does go wrong, 9 times out of 10, you know, my thought was always, and this is just mine, I'm not saying anybody else, okay, that if I have to get to the point where I have to really put my hands on my child, then that there's a problem. Okay, there's a problem. And I have three sons, and
mm-hmm.
I can honestly say that out of my three sons, I think, and my youngest one, my Noah, he's a sweetheart. I love him. But, I mean, my two older sons, they could have probably raised themselves. You know, him, I probably had to have a little bit more discipline. But a lot of it was just interacting, that constant
That's right.
interaction. And I think that when you have that on so many levels, I think our family structure is really a mirror for how we function
mm-hmm.
on so many levels, on so many other relationships, and bringing those in. But you have to be engaged. You
Absolutely.
Have to be engaged so that you are a part of the process. If you're not a part of the process, like they say, then you can't complain when the process is not a part of you.
Absolutely.
You know? And so you feel outside of it. Okay, you feel outside of it, there's a reason why. So we do have to get involved. We hope that we brought you some information. Just a few things to ponder. Okay. And we are wrapping it up. We are so glad that you were able to join us. We hope that you are able to join us next week. And, you know, go to my Facebook page. You can go to Saturday Morning Radio and make a comment. We'd like to hear from you. We definitely would. Okay? So we appreciate you listening. This is Inez Kelly, Saturday Morning Radio. We'll see you next week. Thank you so much.
News Talk 1450 WOL, Washington, D.C., a Radio 1 station, and worldwide at WOLDCnews.com.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, I really enjoy your commercials about Geico's app. I watch them over and over and over. They make me both laugh and very hungry. Weird. Anyway, I just want to let you know how Geico's new claim status updates on the app really blow me away. Getting those updates makes me think of you. I'd like to thank you in person. Just send me your address. All the best, Big Bad W. Sure thing, Big Bad W. I got a pen. It's 802, not gonna happen, Lane.
Claim status updates, just a tap away on the Geico app. Homeowners, now is the season to be thinking about your roof, because all it takes is one storm to turn a small roof problem into a major leak. If it's time for a new roof, call Sears at 1-800-746-5120. You can save $500 if you call right now. Sears licensed, fully insured contractors can get your roofing job done right. Just call 1-800-746-5120. Sears has a variety of shingles and styles that are built for long-lasting performance. And you'll save $500 if you call now. So call Sears for a free in-home consultation. 1-800-746-5120. Hurry. Offer ends soon. Not available in all states. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. License information available upon request. That's Sears Roofing. Call right now and save $500. Call 1-800-746-5120. 1-800-746-5120. Sears.
Get face-to-face with the artists and celebrities you care about on TheUrbanDaily.com, your source for the latest in entertainment news, interviews, and reviews. The Urban Daily's exclusive videos bring you face-to-face with the biggest names in music, movies, and TV. Our editors scour the web for the newest tracks and latest gossip. TheUrbanDaily.com gets you face-to-face with what's new, what's now, and what's next. TheUrbanDaily.com.
Life insurance companies are praying you don't learn about the little-known but painfully obvious secret of how to win the game of life insurance so that you win and the insurance companies lose money on your policy. I'll share the secret with you, even if you don't buy your policy from me. I'm Byron Udell of AccuQuote, and since 1986, we've helped millions of people save a fortune on their life insurance. Call AccuQuote today at 800-500-3353 and ask about the secret. That's 800-500-3353.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared. It's kind of like an elephant is on my chest.
I feel like I'm choking.
Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital.
You know how to react to their asthma attacks. Here's how to prevent them. Call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS. Visit www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many.
I feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA and the Ad Council.
A powerful weight loss supplement is being given out to listeners in this area on a strict first-come, first-served basis. You must be between the ages of 25 and 65 and need to lose at least 30 pounds. Please call now only if you qualify. 1-800-464-9677. This product can cause dramatic weight loss, so supplies are limited. It's called Final Trim. Take two capsules just once a day as directed, and you can experience maximum weight loss. Pounds in days. It uses natural ingredients, making it healthy and safe. If your weight loss with Final Trim is too dramatic, please decrease use and only take one capsule a day. Call now and you will be given a full-size supply of Final Trim to use absolutely risk-free. Repeat, Final Trim is being given out to listeners on a strict first-come, first-served basis. Supplies are limited. Call 1-800-464-9677. 1-800-464-9677. That toll-free number again is 1-800-464-9677.
Starts with you.
News Talk 1450 WOL, Washington, D.C., a Radio 1 station, and worldwide at WOLDCNews.com.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
Welcome. This is Attorney Ethel Mitchell with Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell. I'm your host, Ethel Mitchell, and welcome to all who are listening live throughout the world on radio station 1450, Radio 1 station 1450 AM, WLDC.com, and LawTalkWithEthelMitchell.com. We have a great program for you today. Our guest is Attorney Erica Cole, the church attorney. We will be discussing what you need to know about legal issues confronting churches and her highly regarded annual church compliance conference. So listen and learn. This program is brought to you by my law office, Wills and Trust, LLC, where I prepare wills, trust, and power of attorneys. If you or someone you know needs a will, a trust, or assistance administering an estate, call me at 202 202-
202-772-1988. That's 202-772-1988. And by Equity Resources of 10 G Street, Northeast, Washington, D.C., 202-621-6632. If you want to sell your home, Equity Resources will buy your home quickly and for cash. So call them, anyone in the metropolitan area, 202-621-6632. Law is very powerful. It can help you or it can hurt you. It impacts everything you do. What you don't know can hurt you, and what you do know can empower you. So each week, Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell aims to empower you by bringing you professionals who know the law to enlighten and teach you. All of our programs are archived on our website, lawtalkwithethelmitchell.com. So if you missed a program, go there, and the programs are posted by my webmaster, Earl Hook, within 72 hours of their airing. We want you to be part of the conversation. My executive producer, Stacey Worster, is standing by throughout the program to pass along your comments or your questions. You may call us at 1-800-450-7876. That's 1-800-450-7876, or tweet us at Law Talk EM. First, I must also remind you that what you hear on this show is for information purposes only. No client, attorney-client relationship is established by anything said on this show. Each person's circumstances are different, and you must seek individual counsel for any situation for which you need legal advice. So let's get started. The church is a very important institution in our community. The stronger we make our institutions and the stronger we make our churches, the stronger we make our communities. Attorney Cole and other legal experts joined us in April for a special series on legal issues confronting churches and nonprofits. As her informative and highly regarded church compliance conference is coming up soon, I invited her back to highlight the critical topics addressed during the conference and to enlighten us on what all of our churches need to know and need to do. As a church law expert, Attorney Cole is uniquely qualified to advise pastors and church leaders about legal information and decisions confronting or potentially confronting their congregations. Let me tell you about our guest. The church attorney, as she is called, has assisted churches and ministers for over 15 years in all aspects of their applications for 501c3 status before the Internal Revenue Service. She has a 100% success rate. She is known to represent small and medium-sized churches with the same diligence she provides to her megachurch clients. Mrs. Cole has successfully defended several churches in well-noted court cases, protecting both their property and integrity, with her victories being reported locally and nationally. Attorney Cole is a member of the Maryland State Bar Association, the D.C. Bar Association, the Baltimore County Bar Association. She received her Bachelor's of Science degree in Political Science with a minor in Communications from James Madison University and a Juris Doctorate from the University of Baltimore School of Law. Mrs. Cole served as an adjunct professor at the University of Baltimore School of Law, teaching legal analysis and writing, and at Loyola College of Maryland in the MBA program. She is a frequent lecturer and invited guest for both businesses and churches. Attorney Cole is a former clerk to Chief Judge Robert Bell and the founding member of the Law Offices of Erica Cole, LLC, a full-service law firm representing church and tax-exempt clients. As the founder of the Church Compliance Conference, an annual event for pastors, trustees, church officials, and administrators, she is the go-to person, and her law firm is a go-to law firm for church and ministry matters. Attorney Cole was admitted to Strathmore's Who's Who in 2008 and shares her expertise each month on WEAA-FM in the segment A Moment with the Church Attorney. Welcome to Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell.
It's a pleasure to be with you again, Ethel. I appreciate your invitation and all that you do with your program, sharing important information with the community.
Well, thank you. Thank you for joining us. Tell us about the Church Compliance Conference. What is it?
That's a great question. Well, the Church Compliance Conference is actually in its seventh year. It's our seventh annual conference, and it's really a full-day comprehensive event that's designed to inform and inspire pastors and leaders relating to complex legal matters. The reality is that we in a world of increased government scrutiny that directly impacts churches and tax-exempt organizations. So from our perspective, you have to be proactive to protect the work that you're doing with churches. So we really invite pastors and church leaders to this interactive all-day event to empower them to protect churches and ministries and to avoid problems with the law and to minimize any financial pitfalls, which, again, is an important area of scrutiny for churches and tax-exempt organizations.
So true. Thank you so much for doing this, because people really need it. Tell us, when and where is the conference?
Again, it's a full-day event, so it's from 8 a.m. until 4:30, Thursday, September 25th, 2014. It's at the Camelot, which is at 13905 Central Avenue in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. And so we wanted to make sure that it was a location that could seat large numbers of people, but also accommodate, because we provide a full breakfast, a full lunch, and also it's directly available to folks who might be flying in. So we've gotten really good feedback on the location, so we've returned this year.
Very good. Tell us, where online can people go to get information and to register to attend?
Sure. They can find all the information they need at churchattorney.com. So if you go to churchattorney.com, we have a registration page. There's also a conference page, so you can find out all the information you would need to know.
Very good. Very good. Now, who is the conference really geared toward? Who specifically should be in attendance?
Well, honestly, the conference is for pastors, for church leaders, for trustees. If you sit on any financial board at your church, if you are a church employee, if you're a person in leadership at your church, that's who should attend the conference. It's really there for the people who are in a leadership role at churches. I mean, of course, if you are a church member and you just want to come for informational purposes, I think you'd find it to be of value. But it's specifically very much geared toward those in church leadership, those decision makers who, frankly, are what you and I would call in the law fiduciaries on behalf of the church, people who have legal obligations as a matter of their role at the church. It's really focused on those folks. Additionally, Ethel, we find that people who serve churches, so if you're a church accountant, if you're an accountant that works with churches or tax-exempt organizations, if you are a fellow member of the bar, if you're an attorney, and you represent churches and ministries, I found that these people really appreciate the high quality of our conference, and those people also find great benefit in attending.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Now, tell us more specifically, what exactly are the topics that you're going to be talking about at the conference?
Well, again, it's a full day. We've got a full agenda. So we'll start off first thing in the morning. I'm conducting the plenary session, and I'll be covering recent changes in the law affecting churches. As you know, law is an ever-evolving, ever-changing, day-by-day kind of area of practice. And so we make a point to ensure that the conference attendees hear and know of all the changes that have happened that are really up-to-date, so that they're up-to-date on those changes. So we'll open up with that plenary session, recent changes in the law affecting churches. And then they'll have an opportunity to select from their morning breakout sessions. Mm-hmm. So the way that the conference works, we have a plenary session, and then we have breakout sessions so that individuals can choose which session they may want to attend. Mm-hmm. So, for example, the morning breakout sessions will include mental health, the church, and the law. And that session is being conducted by Sandra Jackson, who is a licensed clinical social worker and also a counselor through Lifeway Christian Counselors. And as you know, mental health has been front page for so long. We're addressing it from the church and the legal perspective.
Okay.
Then we'll have a session, Religious Liberty Update, Key Cases You Should Know. And that's being conducted by George Grange, who's a founding partner of the law firm Gaiman & Grange in Northern Virginia. Mm-hmm. And the third session they'll have an opportunity to select from is called Married to a Pastor, Making the Right Money.
What does that mean? That could be taken a whole bunch of ways. What is that going to be about?
Well, this is being conducted by Lizetta Rainey Braxton, who's a financial plan. Yes, uh-huh. And you know that she is both a pastor's wife herself.
That's right.
And she is a certified financial planner. So we're really addressing the issue that is so common for often it's wives, but it can be, you know, also a wife who's a pastor, and it can impact a husband. But most often we find wives who are married to a pastor, and often they don't have a separate career outside of the work that they do for the church. So often if, God forbid, something happens to the pastor, they may not understand or have in place the necessary financial documents to ensure that they can have congruity with their lifestyle.
Okay. So first ladies of the church, it sounds like, need to be coming to this conference too.
That's exactly right. And I consider them important leadership, you know, persons who
are
in a leadership role.
They are. Very much so.
So that's what this session, Married to a Pastor, Making the Right Money Decision, going to address those issues.
That is excellent. That is excellent. One of the programs that we had back in April, just before you came on, Reverend Michael Chambers came on, and he talked about the difficulties that pastors run into when they have been at a church for a long time, but nothing has been put in place for their retirement, or, you know, those kinds of issues that come up. Are you going to be addressing some of those things as well?
Well, Cynthia will conduct the session, and I know that it is very important to her to ensure that her audience has full information about retirement planning and ensuring that all of their fiscal matters are in order. And again, as you know, in the church world, sometimes we take the position that, you know, it's going to be handled in the great by and by. But the truth is, some of these things have to be handled right now.
Yes.
And that's what she will help. So she will assist in really the overall process of looking at your budget, looking at your financial operations as a family, as a pastor and pastor's wife, or pastor and pastor's spouse, and really making the right decision to ensure that you have a strong foundation moving forward.
That's important. That is so important. I have represented several pastors in doing their financial, their estate planning from a legal point of view, and I was really impressed with one church where they did put aside a very secure retirement package for the pastor that included payments to the wife even if the pastor died. And I thought that was very good planning there. Really made
well, and as you know, it can be a little tricky from an IRS perspective. So it's good that they had you in place, but often pastors, not to go on too much of a tangent, but often pastors may have a housing allowance, and a housing allowance is specifically ministerial based. So that if the spouse is not a minister, then there is not the guarantee of that continued housing allowance. And so there are a lot of considerations that have to be made when you talk about the specifics of a pastor, because it really is a different kind of an operation. So that just covers our morning. And then we have afternoon breakout sessions and as well as an expert panel. Do you want me to tell you about those events?
Yes. I'm curious. These are really good topics you're covering. Very good.
Well, we really try to make sure it's of the greatest benefit for those who attend. So in the afternoon, the breakout sessions are Who owns the pastor's sermons and why it matters now?
That's big.
And, yeah, a partner
that's huge.
Sean Trice is going to conduct that session. And we've gotten incredible feedback already, and a lot of people are enthusiastic about hearing that session.
Yeah, yeah, that's a biggie. There's a lot of money involved in that. A lot of money there.
And that's where the subtitle, Why It Matters Now.
Okay, okay.
Because the way that we do church now is so greatly different than 30, 40 years ago, you know, when I was first coming along in church. I mean, it was just the people who heard your message were the people in the pew. That was it.
That's right.
And now it's completely different.
Yes.
So, you know, you can be in Hong Kong listening to a message right here in the States, and you got to make provisions for that. And so it's a big topic. You know, pastors now, it's not just what they preach, right? Pastors write books. They sell DVDs. I mean,
yes.
There's a lot of money in it.
Yes.
Yeah.
We have to take a break. And okay. We'll be right back. Thank you very much. We'll be right back.
News updates on the web at WOLDCnews.com.
Radio 1, the urban media specialist, is proud to help your company reach thousands of qualified, diverse job seekers. If your company's recruitment needs include diversity, please join Radio 1 on Tuesday, September 30th for the Radio 1 Diversity Career Fair. To inquire about your company participating, simply email diversitycareerfair@radio-1.com. Position your company in front of several thousand qualified diverse job seekers at the Radio 1 Diversity Career Fair on September 30th at the DC Armory. For more information, email diversitycareerfair@radio-1.com. Radio 1 is the leader in reaching qualified diverse candidates. Don't miss out on the opportunity to recruit the best and the brightest minds. Email diversitycareerfair@radio-1.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-359-3360, 800-359-3360.
McGruff here.
The crime dog?
Yep.
I think I'm gonna need your help. I've got an internet bully.
Okay, well, what you do is...
Maybe you could put a virus on her computer. Or a tracking device. Or a bug.
You don't have to do that, are you?
Or maybe we could get an attack dog. You ever see those attack dogs that can, like, rip a person's arm off? Seriously. Or like a SWAT team. A cyber SWAT team or something. Or like an army. Did you ever see that zombie army movie? We should get a zombie army.
Wait. All you need to do to stop an internet bully is delete their messages and never forward them on.
So, no zombies?
No zombies.
Bummer.
Delete cyberbullying. Don't write it, don't forward it. For more information, visit ncpc.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Owning and caring for a home comes with a lot of to-dos. Fix the AC, build a deck, remodel the kitchen. Whatever your home improvement need, Home Advisor can help you find a pro you can trust to get the job done right. Go to fixitfast.homeadvisor.com for instant access to top-rated pros in your area, including electricians, handymen, remodelers, whatever type of home pro you need. Home Advisor is absolutely free to use. At Home Advisor, you don't have to search through a long list of pros. With just a few clicks, Home Advisor advisor matches you with pros who provide the exact services you need. You can read customer reviews of the pros, even use the cost guide to find out what hundreds of other home projects cost in your area. And because Home Advisor knows it's important to find a pro you can trust in your home, they conduct background checks on their service professionals. It's just one of the reasons more than 25 million homeowners have used Home Advisor. Go to fixitfast.homeadvisor.com to find the right pro for your project. That's fixitfast.homeadvisor.com.
News Talk 1450 WOL AM, where information is power.
Welcome back. You are listening to Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell. We have Attorney Cole on as our guest, and she's telling us about the annual church compliance conference and issues that are going to be addressed during that conference in September. Attorney Cole, would you continue with telling us what other issues are going to be addressed in the afternoon?
Absolutely. So in addition to the topic, who owns the pastor's sermon, we'll be addressing the church as employer, knowing all the rules. We actually are going to address, you know, issues related to HR, hiring and firing, all the rules associated with employing when the church actually is the employer. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to deal with church accounting, establishing a strong foundation.
That's important.
Cynthia Gordon Nix, yes, she's a CPA that works specifically with churches, and we just want to make sure that the proper accounting practices are in place, because mm-hmm. as you suggested, that's an area of great pitfall, unfortunately, for churches.
Mm-hmm.
In the afternoon, we'll deal with pastoral compensation and benefits. We'll address both a blessing and liability, how volunteers can hurt your church. That's an interesting area, because volunteers often are well-meaning, but if we don't, as churches, establish the proper policies and don't do the proper checks, then often that can lead to liability on the church part. And we're also going to address the Hobby Lobby case. You know, that's been
good
point of discussion. Yes.
Yeah, so that's a good one. That surprised me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did.
Well, and Pastor Jonathan Weaver, who is a Harvard MBA and also a pastor, he's the pastor of Greater Mount Nebo A&E Church in Prince George's County. He will be moderating the panel. So mm-hmm. we're expecting a great day.
Yeah, that should be a good one. Very good. I've spoken at that church, and it's great. Great church. That's going to be great. It really
mm-hmm.
is. What are the things that you run into that are most common as difficulties that churches encounter? I'm sure there are a lot, but for our general audience, as they're listening, if they're not able to come to the conference, what are the things that you would like them to know in terms of the law and the church?
Well, I would say that some of the things that that churches can do for themselves.
Yes.
And Ethel, like you, I believe in providing information. There's some things that individuals can do to help themselves.
Yes.
And it'll save them some money.
A whole lot.
And then there's some things where both you and I would agree they should seek the professional guidance of an attorney.
Absolutely, yes.
So these are some things that I'm going to go through now that churches can do for themselves. So if the listener wants to just sort of jot these things down, make a checklist, they can do these things for themselves.
Okay.
Number one, I would say make sure that you have all of your important corporate documents in one place.
Okay.
The law calls that a corporate record book.
Okay.
Okay?
Now, what are those documents? What are the documents?
So the documents you want to have is your articles of incorporation.
Okay.
The second document you want to have is your bylaws.
Very good.
The third document you may or may not have, you're not legally required to have, but I know that some churches have, it's called a constitution, a church constitution.
Okay.
Unlike your bylaws, which address legal matters, your church constitution generally address spiritual matters. Your position on baptism, it may address things like communion and things mm-hmm. of that nature. So mm-hmm. that's your church constitution.
Good.
The fourth item you want to have is the letter from the IRS that confirms your employer identification number, your EIN.
Yes, yes.
The fifth item you'd want to have in that corporate record book is your letter of determination from the Internal Revenue Service.
That you are a nonprofit?
That's right, that you are a tax-exempt organization, otherwise known as your 501c3
yes.
letter of determination.
Yes, yes.
And the sixth item goes in tangent with number five, and that is a copy of your application for tax-exempt status.
Okay, okay.
And I say that because the IRS, that is the sole document as a tax-exempt organization that the IRS requires you to make available to the public upon request.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to have that in place.
Those are great. Those are great. I hope my listeners are taking down this information. Now, tell me something, though.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times people think that they do not have to get a 501c3 determination if they are a church. Would you speak to that, please?
Absolutely. That's a common question that I get, Ethel.
Yeah,
I'm a church. Do we actually need to have a letter of determination? Or what are the pros and cons? What are the benefits? And we have actually, I think we have a blog up on that topic because we get it often. So let me just answer the question. Why would a church apply for tax-exempt status if they are presumed to be exempt? And so first of all, let me just say, it is true that unlike any other tax-exempt organization in the United States, churches are the only entity that are presumed to be exempt.
Okay.
So in other words, those of us who attend church, you probably will give an offering, and you don't ask, can you deduct that from your taxes? Somehow we already know that because churches are presumed to be exempt. So that presumption is in place. However, what the IRS tells us is that the only way you can provide proof of your exemption is by having that letter of determination.
Oh.
And the only way you will get the letter of determination is if you apply.
I see. So your advice is to apply and to get the 501c3 determination.
It is a benefit. I mean, frankly, if you're an organization, I mean, if this is what I would say to any tax-exempt organization, if you're going to be operating and you're going to be requesting donations, then you should have in place everything possible to assure the donor of the security of their donation, right?
That seems to
be appropriate.
Yeah, that is very true. I've noticed also that some churches at the end of the year will give you a statement listing your donations. Others do not. Is there any protocol like that with reference to that particular subject matter?
Another great question, Ethel. And again, this is something that we've done specific work on and provide to our clients and conference attendees, and that is the donor confirmation letter. There are specific requirements that the IRS requires to be provided to an individual that makes a donation to a tax-exempt organization. So let me first make this point. It is the donor's responsibility to receive a letter confirming his or her gift.
Okay. So the donor has to tell the church, give me a letter.
That's right. Now, I mean, ideally, churches have in place an automatic process. Well, they will provide you with your giving statement. But you should know as an individual that the IRS says it is your burden to make sure that you have that statement if you are intending to take that gift on your personal tax
return.
Your tax return,
okay.
That's right. The things that we want to... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Okay, go on.
You want to make sure that as a church, the giving statement includes the total amount of the contribution. Now, what the IRS says is that if I, as a donor, intend to take from my tax return a gift of over $250, I can only take that if I have a statement that shows that gift was made.
I see. Okay. It is important. Okay, we have to take a break right now, but we'll be right back, okay? This is great information. Thank you so much. We'll be right back.
1450 WOL, where information is power.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Ken Marcus was making a pastrami sandwich when he noticed an odd pattern on a slice of pumpernickel bread, one that spelled out Geico. Ken found himself visiting Geico.com, saving hundreds of dollars on car insurance with great discounts. Later, Ken felt conflicted whether or not he should eat the slice of bread that saved him so much money. But he was so hungry.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Trying to sell your old car?
Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax-deductible. Just call 1-800-943-1356. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and buses, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-943-1356. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-943-1356.
Elevate your mind. Elevate your spirit at Elevate.com. Discover keys to improve your finances, health and fitness tips, and daily articles to uplift your spirits throughout your day. Build yourself for better living. Enter into serenity. Experience growth. It is all here at Elevate.com. Visit www.elev8.com today. Elevate.com, empowering you.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collections, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-656-9393. That's 800-656-9393. 800-656-9393.
Progressive presents Flo's newest smash hit. The Name Your Price tool gives you lots of coverage options.
The Name Your Price tool. You give us a budget and we'll show you a range of coverage options. But we can't go over all the dessert options. Your server will be back in just a second and he'll explain.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Radio One, the urban media specialist, is proud to help your company reach thousands of qualified, diverse job seekers. If your company's recruitment needs include diversity, please join Radio One on Tuesday, September 30th for the Radio One Diversity Career Fair. To inquire about your company participating, simply email diversitycareerfair@radio-one.com. Position your company in front of several thousand qualified diverse job seekers at the Radio One Diversity Career Fair on September 30th at the DC Armory. For more information, email diversitycareerfair@radio-one.com. Radio One is the leader in reaching qualified diverse candidates. Don't miss out on the opportunity to recruit the best and the brightest minds. Email diversitycareerfair@radio-one.com.
News Talk 1450 WOL AM, where information is power.
Welcome back. You are listening to Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell. We have Attorney Cole on, and she's telling us first about her 7th Annual Church Compliance Conference. That's Thursday, September 25th of 2014 in Upper Marlboro at the Camelot. And she is now talking with us about particular issues that confront churches and how they should be handled, what's the proper way to handle these issues. We were talking about donor confirmation letters and the desirability of being able to get them, which, of course, requires the church to have an accounting system in place that can track that information. What are some of the other issues, Attorney Cole, that you would like members in churches to know about? Because I think
yes, we were talking about some self-help measures, if you will, that churches can do.
Yes.
So one of the other important measures is I would want every church in Maryland to or in the general vicinity to log on to your Secretary of State to ensure that your church is in good standing.
Ah, that's
and
a biggie.
Essentially,
yeah.
What that means is that any entity every entity that is formed in any jurisdiction, there are certain requirements that are imposed by the state. Often those requirements reflect that you have to file an annual statement or an annual return. In D.C., for example, it's biannual. But you must file a return with that jurisdiction. And again, it's usually a simple document that's available online, and I'll just use Maryland as an example. So if you are a Maryland nonprofit or specifically as a church formed in the state of Maryland, then you have to file a personal property return. Every entity has to file it, but for non-stock corporations, then you can file the return. You don't have to pay a fee, but it must be filed every year. If you don't do so, then your entity will not remain in good standing. And after a period of time of not being in good standing, the charter will be forfeited. Ethel, that is such a common problem that I see among churches.
Really?
They just don't know the check.
Yeah, that's important. That's important. We're listening to Attorney Cole, the church law expert. You can reach her directly by phone at 410-654-4300 or by email at ecole, that's E-C-O-L-E, at colelawoffices.com. You can connect with her on Facebook at Law Offices of Erica E. Cole, LLC, and follow her on Twitter at Church Attorney with the number one. Attorney Cole, can you give us some more information? This is just great. I mean, this is important for people to know, because that entity thing is very important and it's expensive to reestablish. We have a question that has come up. When churches or auxiliaries of churches, shall we say, sometimes give expensive gifts to the pastor or to the pastor's wife for their anniversary or for their birthday, is that income that has to be, or does that have to be reported by the churches? Is that something that can be deducted by the giver? I mean, tell us a little bit about that, because, you know, I've heard of some pretty expensive gifts being given to pastors and their wives, if you don't mind. I know that. I mean, this is a question that came up. Passing it along, okay?
Well, I'm laughing because I think somebody must be reading my mind.
Oh,
because,
okay.
Interesting enough, as a part of what our office does, we have also been writing a series of books called The Church Attorney's Guide.
Excellent. So where do people get those from? Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, the first book, it's a guide. It's available online. Again, if any listener would go to churchattorney.com and click on products, the very first book that you'll see there is called The Church Attorney's Guide, and that addresses 501c3 tax-exempt status.
Excellent.
How to obtain, maintain, and protect your church's tax-exempt status.
Excellent.
So that was my first guide. Well, my second guide, which will be debuted at the next Church Compliance Conference, is The Church Attorney's Guide to love offerings.
Uh-oh. Here we go. You hit it right on the head. Talk to us.
Here's the issue. I mean, the reason why, honestly, I have 26 titles of church attorney's guides that I intend to write, and the reason why we had to move this one up the ladder to be the very next book is because it is such a big question.
Yes.
And so
yes.
For your listener who's raised the question of, specifically, it sounds like the question was, if the church gives a large gift to the pastor, what are the legal implications?
That's it. Talk to us.
So, love offerings is just a term, quite frankly, that's used in church that's not used by the IRS.
I can't imagine them saying that. They don't have a sense of humor. They really don't. Yes.
No. And that's where the problem lies, right? Because we're not speaking the same language.
Yeah.
So the church calls it a love offering. The IRS says either it's income or it's a gift.
Yes.
Right? Those are the two categories. It's taxable income or it's a non-taxable gift.
Yes.
That's it. Those are the two categories as far as the IRS is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have to look at this. There's a three-legged prong we have to establish. One, we have to look at the giver. Two, we have to look at the recipient. And three, we have to look at the church's role.
Okay.
So, I could spend, again, I have an entire book that's going to this topic, so to answer it quickly, to essentially look at the recipient. If it is going to the pastor, and the pastor is an employee of the church, generally speaking, it's considered income in whatever form it comes.
Okay.
So that's the short answer.
All right.
It's generally income if it's received by an employee of the church and it's given by the employer.
Okay.
So if the church has employed the pastor, any gift that is given to that individual, and I use gift in quotes, is generally going to be something that is a taxable event for that pastor.
Okay. Hold on just a moment, Attorney Cole. We've got to take one more break. And then we'll be back. I'm sorry, okay? But I'm really anxious to get more information. This is great information. Thank you. Hold on a moment.
You're welcome.
We'll be right back. Yes.
News updates on the web at WOLDCnews.com.
Hey, parents, do kids think you're out of touch because of the way you dress?
Yes.
Well, say hello to instant style with Fashion On. Just spray Fashion On whatever you're wearing and look cool in an instant. Turn orthopedic shoes into vintage high tops, pleated khakis into skinny jeans. Even clip-on ties become fly gold chains. Just spray, let it dry, and presto.
What about my fanny pack?
You mean your hip MP3 player?
Wow.
What about my bifocals?
You mean your hot pink shutter shades?
Hey, I can't see.
But your kids can see you, and trust me, they see fashion.
Thanks, Fashion On.
Fashion On is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
The word is out. One of the most recent weight loss products that has the whole world talking is now available in the U.S. If you want the newest, faster fat buster to aid in weight loss, the name is Garcinia Cambogia. On the Dr. Oz TV show, Garcinia Cambogia was described as the holy grail of weight loss. But why is everyone buzzing about Garcinia Cambogia? You see, Garcinia Cambogia is a dual-action ingredient. It can help you lose weight naturally by helping inhibit fat production, meaning that what you eat is turned into energy that you use rather than store. It can also help suppress your appetite by increasing serotonin levels in your body. To get a risk-free bottle of genuine Garcinia Cambogia from Genuine Supplements, call 1-888-430-4515. Call right now and also get a free copy of the Dr. Oz book, You Losing Weight. Call right now, 1-888-430-4515. Again, that's 1-888-430-4515.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared. It's kind of like an elephant is on my chest.
I feel like I'm choking.
Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital.
You know how to react to their asthma attacks. Here's how to prevent them. Call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS. Visit www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many.
I feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA and the Ad Council.
Owning and caring for a home comes with a lot of to-dos. Fix the AC, build a deck, remodel the kitchen. Whatever your home improvement needs, Home Advisor can help you find a pro you can trust to get the job done right. Go to fixitfast.homeadvisor.com for instant access to top-rated pros in your area. And Home Advisor is absolutely free to use. You can read customer reviews of the pros, even use the cost guide to find out what hundreds of other home projects cost in your area. Go to fixitfast.homeadvisor.com to find the right pro for your project.
News1.com is breaking news for Black America. News1.com tells the stories we care about. Our community, our concerns, our world. Uncensored, unapologetic. News1 is news from our perspective. One people, one voice. News1.com.
News Talk 1450 WOLAM, where information is power.
Welcome back. You are listening. listening to Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell. We have Attorney Cole on, the church attorney. She is telling us about the Church Compliance Conference and about particular issues that arise in churches. Before we leave, we're definitely going to give you her contact information, how to register, what the cost will be. And I think it's critically important that even if you can't come to the conference, you buy the books, you buy the ethics guide from last year. I notice is on your website, Attorney Cole. We really want our churches to get strong and to be legally compliant. So, and this young lady has books that she's written and that I'm so impressed with. And we're talking about one of the topics right now, love gifts, love offerings to pastors. So tell us about it. Stacy over here talking about other things too that come up as gifts. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, as I was saying, it's definitely a complicated issue because we have three prongs to examine. That is the role of the church. And generally speaking, if the church also is the employer, then no matter who that gift goes to, whether it's the musician or if it's the pastor, if that person is employed by the church, and again, that could be a whole discussion in and of itself, then the IRS typically looks at what is received by that individual as income.
What about if they give it to the wife? What about,
well, again,
if the wife is not employed?
Church, yeah, well, that can be interesting because
thank you. I like the way you say that.
As a pass through kind of activity, right? Uh-huh. Because, you know, people can get
careful
creative
with that. Yeah.
So, again, all of these things have to be examined on a case by case basis because it really is complex. And generally speaking, what most, you know, lay people, if you will, want to know is if I walk up and give my pastor $50 because I really love and appreciate him and it's his birthday, is that a taxable event? Mm-hmm. And again, the legal answer that we always hear from law school, right? It depends.
Mm-hmm. It depends. And because it really does depend, yes.
Yeah. It depends whether this is something that's done every single birthday. Is there a huge push for it? Is there an announcement that's made from the pulpit? Is everybody else encouraged to come and bring $50? I mean, that's very different than perhaps if I just happen to bump into my pastor at, you know, the ice cream parlor and decided that I wanted to buy he and his wife ice cream or give them a gift just there. You know, it all is very factually based. But
yes,
it's important and it's critical because, unfortunately, we have pastors today that are in jail because of IRS regulations and what the IRS considers to be tax evasion. So we really have to handle it very gingerly.
That's important. Wow. I think people need to realize this is really serious. This is very
serious.
It really is.
Yeah.
We're trying to make it palatable and entertaining, but it's very serious. We are talking to Attorney Cole. Her 7th annual Church Compliance Conference is September 25th, 2014. You may register at www.churchattorney.com. The early bird registration fee of $159 ends today, and then it goes to $189 per person. Group discounts are available. She also has a book at $15.95, which I think is more than worth it, on the things that she's been talking about. And you say your second book will be coming out at the conference. Will that be available at the conference?
It will be, yes.
Excellent, excellent. I also noticed online that you have a book of ethics from last year's conference at $49.95. What's in that book in case people want to get that book as well? Say you can't make it to the conference, then What are the things that would be in that book that would be useful for people to get?
So, unlike a lot of places you may go, we put the entire full session of every presentation into a resource guide so that you can have a hard copy and literally pull it from the shelf to reference from time to time.
Oh, that's
so
fabulous.
That's what this book encloses. It has everything from last year's conference. It's still important information and relevant information, and including all the presentations from each and every session from the 2013 conference.
Oh, that's excellent. That is excellent. Again, you may contact Attorney Cole at 410-654-4300. by email at ecole, E-C-O-L-E, at colelawoffices.com. You can connect with her on Facebook at Law Offices of, and let me spell her first name. It's E-R-I-K-A, E, Cole, LLC. And you can follow her on Twitter at Church Attorney Number One. Thank you so much, Attorney Cole, for being our guest. You have certainly enlightened us and informed us and done what I'm trying to do with this program, and that is to inform our listening audience how to use the law proactively. And you're doing a great job with one of our main institutions. So please keep up the good work, and I hope you'll be willing to come back and talk with us again, perhaps.
Thank you so much. Again, I appreciate the excellent work that you're doing with your program and your kind offer to have us be able to share this important information with your listening audience. And certainly we would look forward to the opportunity to be with you again.
Thank you. And listeners, remember to register for her annual church conference, compliance conference, at www.churchattorney.com.
Thank you.
We're now going to go into another section of the program that I've started having. It's called Good News. Remember, I'm more than willing to shout out your family reunion plan, so please send me details to Ethel at lawtalkwithethelmitchell.com or S. Royster, R-O-Y-S-T-E-R, that's S-R-O-Y-S-T-E-R at lawtalkwithethelmitchell.com. This is some good news that I want to bring you, good news and information each week. According to this week's Washington Informer, the American Heart Association and Macy's Department Store have joined together to offer the, quote, Go Red Multicultural Scholarship Fund. And what that is offering scholarships to Black and Latino students pursuing careers in nursing. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, in November, there were 11,630 registered nurses serving in the metropolitan area. This career pays an average annual salary of $77,550 a year. So if you know any young men or women, because men are nurses now, when you go to the hospital, there are quite a few men nurses. If you know any young man or woman looking for a good career in which you can make a good living and you can do a lot of good, encourage them to look into becoming a registered nurse. Information about the scholarship program may be found at www.goredforwomen.org. That's www.goredforwomen.org. I'm going to ask Stacy to put this information on our Facebook page, so check it out and spread the word among our young people. The second good news story I found in the world news section of the Wall Street Journal yesterday. A million Brazilians who a year ago took to the streets to protest their displeasure at the political corruption are now channeling that frustration into the ballot box. For the first time in Brazil's history, Marina Silva, an Afro-Brazilian, has become the clear front runner to win the election as the leader of Brazil in October. In a country where, although more than half the population is not white, most of the politicians are white. Where have we heard that before? Maybe in Ferguson, perhaps, and other places in our country. I remember hearing, actually, that there are more people of African descent living in Brazil than there are in the United States. Either way, they are in Brazil channeling that frustration into the ballot box. We must do the same thing in these midterm elections if we want long-term effective change. But check it out. This young lady has become the front runner, and she is of African descent in Brazil, and she may well win the election to be the leader in Brazil when they go to the ballot box in October. We need to do the same thing here in the United States. So if you're unsatisfied with what's going on in your community, vote, okay? Vote. This is Attorney Ethel Mitchell. Thank you for joining me. You can reach me at 202-772-1988. I wish you a very good week, and listen in next week. We will have another great program for you. Have a good week. Goodbye.
News Talk 1450 WOL. 1450 WOL, Washington, D.C., and WPRS HD2, Waldorf, Washington, a Radio 1 station, and worldwide at WOLDCNews.com.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house?
This house.
This house?
Fans rule.
This is our stadium.
Our locker room.
Our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap. And our pregame meal is
hand-spun wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house, we are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find the location nearest you.
And now, the official fan rules of Buffalo Wild Wings. Rule number 15. When your team's QB tries to quiet the crowd, be quiet. Rule number 20. Popularity isn't a reason to support a team, except maybe with sauces. Rule number 38. Your team is greater than your fantasy team. Root accordingly. Rule number 62. Rival football fans can share a beer after the game, but loser always buys. With over 20 beers on tap, your winning round is waiting at Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Radio 1, the urban media specialist, is proud to help your company reach thousands of qualified, diverse job seekers. If your company's recruitment needs include diversity, please join Radio 1 on Tuesday, September 30th for the Radio 1 Diversity Career Fair. To inquire about your company participating, simply email diversitycareerfair@radio-1.com. Position your company in front of several thousand qualified diverse job seekers at the Radio 1 Diversity Career Fair on September 30th at the DC Armory. For more information, email diversitycareerfair@radio-1.com. Radio 1 is the leader in reaching qualified diverse candidates. Don't miss out on the opportunity to recruit the best and the brightest minds. Email diversitycareerfair@radio-1.com.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, I really enjoy your commercials about Geico's app. I watch them over and over and over. They make me both laugh and very hungry. Weird. Anyway, I just want to let you know how Geico's new claim status updates on the app really blow me away. Getting those updates makes me think of you. I'd like to thank you in person. Just send me your address. All the best, Big Bad W. Sure thing, Big Bad W. I got a pen. It's 802, not gonna happen lane.
Claim status updates, just a tap away on the Geico app.
Do you have student loans? Are you worried about making your payments? Don't worry, we can help you. If you're behind, if you're late, or even if you are in default on your student loans, we can help consolidate your student loans into one affordable monthly payment and cut your payments right away. We provide student loan relief, getting you relief from your student loans fast, no matter how much you owe or how far behind you are on payments. Call our established student aid toll-free assistance line right now at 800-967-7516. We can fix your student loan problems guaranteed, and this is a government program, so there is no credit check. You may even qualify for the government's income-based program, which means you could pay as little as $5 per month. Call 800-967-7516 now. We've helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loans. Our specialists are waiting for your call. Call 800-967-7516. That's 800-967-7516. Again, 800-967-7516.
McGruff here.
The crime dog?
Yep.
I think I'm gonna need your help. I've got an internet bully.
Okay, well, what you do is...
Maybe you could put a virus on her computer. Or a tracking device. Or a bug.
You don't have to do that, are you?
Or maybe we could get an attack dog. You ever see those attack dogs that can, like, rip a person's arm off? Seriously. Or like a SWAT team. A cyber SWAT team or something. Or like an army. Did you ever see that zombie army movie? We should get a zombie army.
Wait. All you need to do to stop an internet bully is delete their messages and never forward them on.
So, no zombies?
No zombies.
Bummer.
Delete cyberbullying. Don't write it, don't forward it.
For more information, visit ncpc.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
News Talk 1450 WOL AM, where information is power.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
Girl, chattering.